Hello, this is Kim, Education Director here at the Old Davy School, and welcome to Old School. Usually, around this time of year, Davy is getting ready for the Orange Blossom Festival downtown, but unfortunately for safety this year, it is going virtual. Along with the Davy Parks Recreation and Cultural Arts Department, we will be celebrating the Orange Blossom Festival through the ages online. We'll be going back through our archive and remembering our longest running event here throughout the month of February. So today, we'll begin with a little bit of history and how the festival began. The Orange Blossom Festival has been held almost every year since 1941, but there were often picnics and events in the growing agricultural community of Davy before then. Beginning in 1931, the Davy Methodist Church sponsored a Rose Festival for a few years each March, growing from a small display of locally grown roses to an annual event with a barbecue that brought hundreds of visitors to Davy. According to one newspaper in 1935, festivities lasted well into the evening as the crowd showed no inclination to go home. 1941, though, marks the first year for the Orange Festival. Not called the Orange Blossom yet, we'll get into that a little bit later. It was organized and sponsored by the Davy Chamber of Commerce. A pamphlet from the event said the purpose of the festival is to not only advertise the resources and products of the Davy section, but in addition, with its surplus funds, to create a park and community center for the residents of Davy. Held on a Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th, a newspaper announcing the event describes the festival. A feature of both days will be a tractor race. Tractor agencies of South Florida will compete with their equipment in this novel contest. An Old Davy rodeo will be featured Saturday afternoon. All cattle and horses used, as well as riders, bulldoggers, and ropers, are from Davy. One of the largest exhibits of oranges and other citrus fruits ever seen in South Florida will be on display. Davy has several thousand acres of citrus groves to draw from for this gigantic exhibit. In the vegetable exhibit will be more than 65 varieties of produce, all grown in the Davy area. Davy's claim to be the rose capital of Broward County will be backed by a huge display of roses as well as other cut flowers. There will be a complete exhibit of wild grasses that grow in this area, which are of extreme value to the owners of beef cattle being raised in the Davy section. Other attractions included were an orange race, not sure what that means though, a horseshoe pitching contest, husband and wife calling contests, sack races, catching the greased pig, pie eating contests, three-legged race, and more with prizes for the winners. There was even a contest for grandmother with the most grandchildren, and that actually went to Mrs. M.E. Franklin with 35. Wow. The competition for the Orange Blossom Queen was open to all Davy girls. The honor of presiding over the event also came with a $15 prize. The festival opened on Friday, March 28, 1941, with the crowning of Miss Frances Munson as the first queen. With a platform decorated with oranges and orange blossoms, she was escorted by her five attendants, who were Mary Catherine Anderson, Mary Elizabeth Troy, Marie Salvino, Lida Mae Onapu, and Helen Sterling. One article in the Hollywood Herald newspaper says that the town welcomed Navy pilots from the Opa-locka Naval Air Base, who finally gave in to the attractions and landed in a nearby pasture in order to join the fun. And the pilots escorted the ladies of the Orange Festival Court. I haven't been able to track down anything else about that, but that's a great story. A barbecue dinner during the event included ribs cooked over open barbecue pits, fresh corn dodger rolls, coleslaw, and coffee for only 50 cents. And the Chamber of Commerce, in appreciation of their visitors, presented all women with a spray of orange blossoms. The event was a success, and with the funding raised, the Chamber of Commerce built a community building. Local men donated the labor and built the new building on free evenings and weekends, and it would be used for meetings, parties, dances, and that concrete block building is actually the interior of Town Hall today. If you've ever been to the council chambers for a meeting, that's it. You're sitting in a piece of Davy history right there. But 1941 also changed the United States forever, with the attack on Pearl Harbor in December and our entrance into World War II. In Davy, the second annual Orange Festival went ahead as planned on March 14th and 15th, 1942. With special tribute to the patriotic efforts during wartime. Secretary Harry Earl of the Chamber of Commerce wrote an address in the festival pamphlet titled The Spirit of Davy and America. This is just a little part. The opening of the second annual Davy Orange Festival finds our nation, the United States of America, involved in a total war, a war we must win for the sake of liberty and humanity throughout the entire world. This festival stands as a symbol of what community spirit, teamwork, and the will to do can accomplish. Let Davie then set the example for our neighboring cities, to the state of Florida, indeed to the entire nation, of what unity and the will to do can accomplish. Laidame Anapu was crowned the second queen of the festival through an election. Votes were one penny, and whoever raised the most received the crown. One newspaper report says thousands of sprays of orange blossoms will be entwined about the coronation dais. The event will be filmed by movie men now in this area and will be shown throughout the nation. I want to find that. Who are these movie men now in this area? I'll be on the lookout, and I'll give you an update as soon as I can. The rodeo for this year was actually canceled and replaced with a horse show that was chaired by James Bright. He's known for being a part of establishing the Hialeah racetrack, and he brought the first thoroughbred horses to the state to his ranch in Davie. The town came together to celebrate the event, along with 8,000 attendees from all over Florida. More than 12,000 cups of orange juice were served over the weekend event. The agricultural exhibits would highlight the produce that would contribute to the war effort, and the festival took a 3-year hiatus during wartime. It returned successfully in 1946 and for nearly every year since. Despite the hurricane and floods that devastated the town in 1947, the festival carried on by the next March and showed the resilience of Davie. By the 1960s, attendees recall bushels of oranges being given away, gallons of freshly squeezed juice, and bouquets of the budding orange blossoms, which marked a fruitful year, and likely contributed to the festival's name change. The festival has changed in many ways over the years. It remained the Orange Festival until 1979, when it changed to the Orange Blossom Festival. And I can't pin down an exact reason why, although it had been mistakenly called the Orange Blossom Festival on and off in the newspapers since 1941, so maybe they just liked it, and it stuck. The rodeo eventually became the main stage of the event, as the community grew and changed. In 1996, the Orange Blossom Festival combined with the Florida West Fair that brought national rodeo to the Davie Arena. It celebrated the Wild West with saloon shootouts and monster truck rallies. But our story here in Davie is unique to South Florida, and eventually the town brought it back to the hometown festival as we now know it in 2001, celebrating the area's citrus and agricultural history, with a farmer's market and green fair, activities for the family, and here at the Old Davie School, our pioneers usually cook out over the fire, churn butter, and squeeze fresh orange juice. Each year, the parade travels down Davie Road with floats decorated by local organizations, and Orange Drive is lined with booths, live animals, and entertainers, all celebrating the rich cultural and agricultural heritage of Davie. One last little sticking point I have is the number of years that it's been held. If you do the math, this year would be the 84th since last year was the 83rd, but if it started in 1941 and only missed at least those 3 years during World War II, and if we count the West Fair as part of the evolution of the festival, that would still put it at 77 years. I tried to track down exactly what happened there, and newspapers throughout the years are not very reliable. They're all over the place. Some saying it started in 1937, 1938. Maybe they were counting that Rose Festival as a precursor. But there's even years where on one page of a newspaper, it says that it's the 53rd annual, and then the next page says it's the 54th. So, at some point, the count went all over the place, and while it doesn't actually make a difference, it's just funny to me. There have definitely been at least 84 celebrations in Davie's history worth celebrating anyway, and the Orange Blossom Festival is a special way to remind us of where our town came from and the dedication in those early years to build the character of Davie today. I think Orange Blossom last year was our last event before lockdown with COVID-19, and while this year is most definitely different, we will still celebrate however we can, and stay safe so maybe next year we'll all be together at the festival again. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any Orange Blossom memories to share this month, email me at education@olddavieschool.org, and we can share them on the podcast here. Follow our social media for pictures and videos of the festival through the years, and until next time, stay safe and take care of each other.